Hello everyone, welcome back to Code Your Way to Glory. In this episode, I'll share how I turned a simple idea, a URL shortener, into a secure automated system running across AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. But first, let me ask you this. Have you ever clicked on one of those short links instead of long, messy one? We all have, right? I decided to take that everyday idea and supercharge it. I built my own secure URL shortener that doesn't just work on one platform, but across Amazon, Microsoft, and Google's cloud. All automated and locked down with security at every step. Today, I'm gonna walk you through how I pulled it off and hurdles I faced and the big lessons I learned along the way. For me, it wasn't just about writing code. It was about showing how automation, security, and scalability all connect across the cloud. That's what Secure URL Shortener as a Service proved. I broke it down into two phases. Phase 1 talks about foundation and security, whereas phase 2 is about multi-cloud expansion. At phase 1, I built a fast API backend, containerized it with Docker, and set up the GitHub Action CI/CD pipeline. Every code push triggered security scans, Bandit for static code analysis, Trivy for container scans, Checkoff and OPA for infrastructure code, and OWASPZAP for runtime checks. For phase 2, multi-cloud expansion. Once it works on AWS, I extended it to Azure and GCP. That meant using Terraform modules for each cloud, ECS with DynamoDB on AWS, Azure Container Apps with Cosmos DB, and Cloud Run with Firestore on GCP. Secrets were handled securely with the respective secret manager. Keeping in mind the end goal, a pipeline where a single push could securely deploy across multiple cloud without manual steps. Now, let's talk about the challenges, and trust me, there were plenty. The first was managing differences across cloud providers. Even though Terraform helps, each cloud has quirks. IAM roles, networking defaults, database configurations. The second was pipeline debugging. Security scans sometimes fail for reasons that weren't obvious. With my prior experience, I addressed the challenges by reading and tuning the scan's output while maintaining security. And third, time boxing. It's easy to get lost adding just one more feature. I had to remind myself that this wasn't about perfection. It was about building a working, demonstrable system. So, what did I take away from all this? The top lesson. Security isn't something you check off once. It's ongoing. Thereby, don't wait until after deployment. Build it in your workflow. The second learning was automation gives freedom. Once the pipeline was stable, I could focus on improving code rather than worrying about deployment. And finally, multi-cloud is not just a buzzword. It teaches you adaptability. So, where do I go from here? I want to add more observability, dashboard, logging, and monitoring across all three clouds. I want to improve testing, adding integration tests into the pipeline. And finally, I want to make SUSAS open for collaborations so others can learn from or contribute to it. And I'll be honest with you all, this wasn't just about tech. It was about discipline, persistence, and reminding myself that learning never stops. There were late nights, broken bills, and a lot of coffee involved. But at the end of the day, finishing a project like this isn't just a line on the resume. It's a confidence boost, a story you can share, and proof that you can take an idea and turn it into reality. So, if you're listening to this and thinking, I want to build something too, but it feels overwhelming, start small. Break it into steps. Automate one thing and then add another. Every line of code you push is a step closer to your own glory. Thanks for tuning in to Code Your Way to Glory. If you found this inspiring, share it with your friends who's on their own coding journey. And remember, it's not just about writing code. It's about building systems, solving problems, and telling your story along the way. Until next time, keep coding and keep learning.